Today is the last day of school for students at Sandy Hook Elementary. Among the many signs of change at the Newtown, Connecticut school since December, when a gunman killed 20 students, is the fact that there are four first grade classes down from five. WNYC's Yasmin Khan visited with the family of one of those surviving first graders for whom recovery is coming in fits and starts.
School out for summer comes with its ups and downs.
I want to leave and I don't want to leave. For some reason.
Alexandra Schicker has just finished first grade at Sandy Hook Elementary. A week before, she was in a tutu from a dance recital earlier in the day. She talks as she organizes a pile of rubber ducks. It's an activity irresistible to her younger brother and sister, so they join in too.
So I put the doggies together.
This is a giant duck.
Since January, school police officers put out the ducks once a week around the building, something to make school a little fun again after the shooting. On December 14th, Alexandra's best friend was one of the students killed. Alexandra's parents, Glenn and Dana Schicker, say the two girls were like sisters from the time they were infants.
You could see that her world had completely shattered, and she really struggled in school to find new friends.
Yeah, that's been one of the hardest things to watch, is to watch her sort of try to fill that big void in her life.
When Alexandra does talk about the shooting, Glenn says his daughter will slip details into conversation when they least expect it.
It's short, it's a quick thought, and then that's it. Then she's ready to move on to something else.
But Alexandra does open up a bit more to a child psychologist. Her name is Stacia Bjarnason. She's been working with several families in Newtown with the help of a black and white bunny named Pepper.
Rabbits, when they hear a noise they don't know about, they'll freeze and they'll be very cautious about it. And they'll wait to see if it's something that they really need to be afraid of or not.
She says Pepper gives children a way to talk about their feelings connected to the shooting. Sadness or anxiety. Some of the children have been startled by noises at their new school, like a door shutting too loud. Alexandra's mom, Dana, says without these sessions, it could be easy for her to think that Alexandra went through a horrific event and bounced back.
But with her working with Dr. Stacia, I realize that there is a whole nother world that I am unaware of what's going on in her head.
Stacia uses the rabbit in her sessions, but also as a character in an allegory about Sandy Hook, where Pepper and other happy bunnies get attacked one day by a dragon. The story has now been turned into a book. It's a way for the children to interact with the events of the shooting without talking about themselves directly. She recalls using the story once during a session with a boy.
Halfway through the book, he said, "This is a terrible story. This story is awful. This is not the way the story should go at all."
So she got out her laptop, and as an exercise, they rewrote it the way he thought it should go.
I mean, Pepper was heroic in his story, and actually Pepper got a whole big group of other bunnies, and they took up sticks and swords and, you know, saved their whole community. And so we end up talking about that as a wish. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if that's how it had gone?
Many people in Newtown, young and old, are still processing the violence.
Not surprisingly, everyone's in a different place.
Jill Barron is a psychiatrist who specializes in trauma. She was asked to be Newtown's mental health advisor in order to come up with recommendations for a long-term recovery plan for the town. And Barron says with the routine of school going away for the summer, the challenge is making sure kids still get their needs met.
I think kids do well if parents are doing well. And I think kids do well if the structures around them and the people around them are doing well.
At the Schicker House, doing well means taking maybe two steps forward and two steps back. That's how Glenn describes it. And he says over the past 6 months, he's watched Alexandra mature.
And I don't know if that's sort of the natural progression of things when you're six and a half turning seven, or how much of that is almost like because her innocence was taken. But she's incredibly perceptive.
For now, Alexandra still prefers not to talk that openly about her thoughts related to the shooting or losing a friend. She'll tell her parents, "That's between me and Dr. Stacia." For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.